When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Do you feel more confident or less confident in this offseason after hearing Brad Holmes yesterday? I didn't really hear how things are going to be different. I know they want them to be different. He made that very clear. How are things going to be different? Here's Brad Holmes, and then we'll get to the calls. On, will they be more aggressive?
Well, there was no action.
So it is a lack of action. And he can say we don't want to reach, and I can respect that position. We hear that from all the general managers in the city. And to an extent, like, I get it, you don't want to feel like you're getting the raw end of the deal. But maybe your idea of a reach is wrong. Right. Maybe your assessment of what a fair deal is wrong. Maybe you're lowballing these teams and you should be more aggressive, to use the word in the question, and give up more than you're comfortable with, because the alternative is you get to watch games with us this weekend.
They were not able to address the offensive line as it needed to be addressed. And I understand, yes, hey, rookie right guard, basically a rookie left guard as well, because Mahogany had, what, two games last year? And was coming into this with very little experience. Miles Frazier. Like, again, it's you're expecting young players to go in there and play. And yes, there are going to be bumps in the road. The issue is you didn't have a center that could go in there. And no one expected Frank Ragnow 2.0. But you have to have somebody that you can plug in that is going to be able to get the job done. And I love Graham. Graham, you know, 3 years ago, probably would have been a great answer. This year was not.
Right. That's a good way of putting it.
So I think people focused on the wrong things this morning. To me, this is still all about the offensive line. And if they would have addressed the offensive line a couple years ago and started preparing for Ragnow and Decker, addressed it the right way instead of taking guys like Manu and, you know, Mahogany even later. We'll see. Mahogany can be a decent player.
Right.
But they could have really put some value in. I just can't get past. Like, I go back to 2022, you know, and you tried to get another edge in Pascal in the second round. And five picks later, Cam Jurgens goes to Howie Roseman. Why is he drafting Cam Jurgens when you got Jason Kelsey?
So I think
watered the garden.
And But in his mind, and what he said yesterday, is it wasn't ignored. And I guess maybe it's this stupid semantic argument, so I don't want to get caught up in it. But in his mind, it's not ignored because they made phone calls and they attempted. But in our eyes, it's ignored unless it's acted upon in a way that actually delivers results. Anything else is a failure. And anything else, you need to change your process.
And I would even go a year further down the road, 23. We've talked about this. Ennis Rakestraw. We all know going into that draft that you were going to have to address the corner position. Terrion Arnold was supposed to be that. He hasn't been. I was fine with that pick. It's not worked out. But to double down on the corner position versus at that time in the second round going and getting an offensive lineman that was going to be a backup that year but could then step in this year?
Right. And the team that's had the most success in the NFC the last few years, They were willing to invest a second round pick in a future center in the second round. Brad wanted to invest 4th, 5th, and 6th round picks.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I mean, that's why people think we stroke Howie Roseman around here. These are the shrewd moves that are layered way deep. It's not trading for A.J. Brown. It's moves like this that they were ready for Jason Kelce to retire.
Right.
Right. And you, people will say, and I know he addressed, yeah, hey, we did address it with Mahogany and Frazier later in rounds. Well, Mahogany was forced into duty because there was no one else there. Mahogany ultimately might be that guy that you want as, you know, the guy that's going to back up left and right guard if someone gets hurt. Maybe he's the next Awosika.
Yeah, but also maybe he's a day three pick that never really does turn into a stable presence on the offensive line. That's also a possibility.
Right, but so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Maybe he's not your answer at guard because he should be the backup.
Right, okay. Okay, I get what you're saying. Let's get to the phones. Mike and Standish, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel good about it. You know, I think Brad, well, first thing I'll point to is the Mike McDaniel call, right? You know, kind of breaking away from the my guy approach, you know, building with inside. You know, Mike's head coach, well, recently fired head coach and, you know, possible offensive coordinator. I think that just shows, you know, growing outside of what you've already built within. And, you know, to touch on the press conference, I think he was kind of talking about how he tried to address Decker, you know, leaving or retiring in the past with Manu. I mean, yeah, that project might be a failed project. And then if you look at last year, you know, we were one pick away from getting James Pierce, which I think was their guy, right? But, you know, look at the Falcons. They traded up, you know, 2 first-round picks for the guy. So I like the approach this offseason with already seeing, you know, calling for Mike McDaniel. And I am interested to see, you know, if they get someone like Tyler Lindenbaum and if they can spend a little bit in free agency and not extend everybody and get that buy-in from the players and restructure golf.
Mike, I agree with everything you said. We're going to talk Mike McDaniel a little bit later in the show, but you said if they can pursue a Lindenbaum or Holmes was asked, I think it was Burkett that asked him, hey, would you consider spending more in March and delaying some of your extensions because Laporta's off a back and Branch has the Achilles? And Holmes said, but there's other guys that are due extensions too. So that would mean guys like Campbell
or
and
Gibbs.
Yeah. So it sounds like, again, I don't want to read too much into a press conference, but it's all I have to go on, that he still is committed to re-signing his own. Mm-hmm. And if the money's not there in free agency, the money's not there in free agency, tough luck. We're not going to change our process. That's kind of the takeaway I got from that.
Then there better be, I mean, then what's the answer at center?
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
Because I don't really want to go into it with 2 young guards and a rookie center. Like, if that's going to be the way that you go about it, now you can acquire guys through trade, but then who are you going to give up? What are you going to give up? Because you have limited draft capital to give up.
Let's get to Stu in West Bloomfield. Stu, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right, man.
And I just got to say to the naysayers, you got to realize from where the Lions franchise was and to where we are now, you got to be a little more patient. Rome wasn't built in a day, and we're kind of like overachieving to where we are.
Well, hold on, Stu. I want to take a quick break on that because when Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell took over, they were out of the playoffs. And 5 years later, we're out of the playoffs.
True. 5 years later, we're out of the playoffs. But, I mean, yeah, every team get injuries, and our center kind of did retire on us last minute. So our offensive line is kind of the reason why we are not in the playoffs this year. I do believe if they had known that Glasgow was going to retire, I think they would have addressed the center position. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I know what you meant, but Stu, it's all good.
But it's his job to be able to plan ahead. Eventually, Frank was going to retire, and I think we all knew it was imminent, not necessarily next year or last year, but it could have been this year.
I mean, it had been discussed years in the making, and Brad even addressed that yesterday, saying that there were some breadcrumbs. Look, they drafted Tate, and that was going to replace Zeitler. who is another veteran player they lost from last year's offensive line. They didn't have an adequate solution to replace Frank Ragnow. And when you say it wasn't ignored and calls were made, which is the some of what he said yesterday, maybe it makes him feel good that he's doing the job, like he's making those calls. He's not sitting, you know, on the couch lounging. Yep. Like I don't doubt that he's got a high work ethic, but ultimately failing while trying is still failing.
Yeah.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
And it's the essence of that call was, it takes time. Well, it's been 5 years. They've been to an NFC Championship game. They've had a number one overall seed, and now they're out of the playoffs. So I don't expect it to always, the trajectory is not always going to be a linear line. There's going to be setbacks, clearly a huge setback this year. So when you learn from what you did right, you learn from what you did wrong. What does that look like this offseason now?
Yeah, and when he says, you know, the naysayers don't understand, well, the naysayers have watched them get further from the Super Bowl 3 straight years.
Yeah.
They're not making this up. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Mike and Novi. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
All right, first thing I want to revisit is, you guys remember the first press conferences from Brad and Dan when they first got hired? They said that their plan pretty much was to build the championship roster through draft, free agency, and trades. And the biggest thing was they didn't want to fall in love with their own guys, correct?
Yes.
I remember this, yeah.
Okay. Yesterday in the press conference, and maybe I'm misunderstanding, Brad said that their plan since day one was draft and develop and re-sign their own players. Did he contradict himself and
no,
not realize he did?
I think that's always going to be the nucleus, but it can't be everything. And that's the worry that I have. To your point.
I don't know. Maybe I just...
No, to Mike, to your point, I share some of those fears that they're going to do this or try to do this almost exclusively with their own guys. They need to be the bedrock, but they can't be everything.
I'm pretty sure, and maybe I missed something early on where they talked about free agency, but I think their plan has always been draft, develop, re-sign. I am with you in that can't be the only way. And I know that they're going to say, hey, well, we went out and got DJ Reader. We went out and got Carlton Davis before that.
Yeah.
There are other bigger moves that you can make. You're going to have to continue to do that, and we want to know what you're going to do in free agency. Is it going to be a center? Or is the center coming in the draft? Or is the center coming with trade? What are you doing with left tackle? I think that's the perfect situation to address in the draft.
Well, and I think some of this, too, is the walls start closing in on you. You were disappointed nobody pushed or asked about managing the salary cap, because it's getting harder.
I mean, like, that's one of the biggest issues going into the offseason is, like, okay, you know, are you going to rework Goff's contract? How does that affect the salary cap? And he's not going to give you numbers.
But he could say it's something we'll look into.
It's something that we have to address.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have to, because, I mean, you probably end up getting an answer that isn't overly specific, but I would hope it would be to the effect of, well, yeah, we're going to have to get creative. We're going to roll some space over. We're going to have to talk to some of our guys about restructures, because we still want to be able to attack free agency and improve this football team. But I don't know how much they're going to attack free agency to improve this football team. It's not something they've done. He certainly didn't give the inclination that things are going to be vastly different in that regard.
Right.
It's about keeping my guys, paying my guys. We're not that far away. I'm going to do the same things at edge. We haven't ignored the offensive line. Like, a lot of those things are troubling to hear in totality, because it's one thing to say I didn't do a good job, but then to spend the next 35 minutes not offering up how things are going to be different, that's not encouraging.
Right. And you can say that you've addressed things, and I know you can go back to Sorsdahl, and you can look at Miles Frazier, and you can look at Mahogany, and you can look at Manu. Like, okay, you've addressed it, but not in an appropriate manner.
Right. Let's get back to the people. Let's go to Philip in Detroit. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Queen Heather, John, Jim, and Tom. Real quick before I get to my point. When y'all said the other day that Heather was in Real Steel, I was sitting in my truck and I was straight to the daggone movie just so I could see Heather in the daggone
movie. Did you find it?
No, I couldn't watch the whole movie, but I'll bring it up as soon as I get home. I'm going to look for it again.
Right. You know what, Philip? It's interesting you say that, because I did that yesterday. I'm like, well, I'm going to go see if I can and find this Real Steel. And the only place I could get it was Amazon Prime, but I had to pay $20 for it. And I'm like,
Oh, John, I'm not worth $20. Download it. You'll have it forever. Your kids will love it.
Do you get a residual check from that?
No, of course
not. Yeah,
no.
That's what I figured. So I'm like, I'll wait for it to come on TV or something.
No. Let me get to my point. I apologize. But so my thing is this. I love everything that I love Brad Holmes. I love everything he's done, because him and Dan, they have pulled us out of football purgatory. We were in the basement. We were non-relevant. We were the joke and laughing stock of the league. That being said, I'm willing to give him this year to see if there's going to be some differences or some changes or some things that he addresses. But I am of the opinion of this, that Brad Holmes just might be a great drafter, a great scout of talent. And the GM aspect of the job, that might not be his niche. The business aspect of it, the taking the risk and making the deals. And that's not a knock on him. That's not to say, okay, let's fire, let's get rid of this guy.
Right.
I am like John, and I'm like you, Jim. Let's give him a chance to right his wrongs, to correct the mistakes and the oversights that he's made. But I am only willing to give him this season to address this, because we cannot prolong the inevitable future of us reverting back to what we were before they got here, because they've done a great, outstanding job. And this is not a referendum on Dan Campbell. It's more so on Holmes, because he's the one that gets the groceries and puts them in the refrigerator. All Dan does is just cook with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. So, and so, Philip, I think what you're saying as well is, okay, if he's a great drafter, great. He's the one that continues to draft. As he does the self-analysis, and he figures out, okay, well, I'm not great at trades, I'm not great at free agency, then you have to hire those around you that are. Yes. And that is their strong suit, so that they're a part of the conversation. And we don't expect him to be perfect at every facet of the job. But if you're not perfect at a certain spot, then you hire those around you that can help support you in those roles.
No, and I'll emphasize, this is fixable. Where they are right now is fixable. We can debate how much work needs to be done, but this is fixable. They had a winning record this season. They're going to need to be very targeted in addressing their offensive line. That is the identity of this football team. It will be the biggest jolt they could do. It's not the only thing they need to do, but it's where I would start, and it's where we've spent a lot of time talking. But this is fixable. They could be right back in the division's lead, right back in the postseason, right back hosting playoff games as early as next season, but it needs to be handled appropriately this offseason. Mm-hmm. And our question to you guys is, are you more or less confident after hearing Brad yesterday? It's 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.